Now we move on to chapter 2. On page 35 are the words Ata, Malkut, Vigibura, Vigidula, Leolam, and Amen. On page 36, you will find the name of Crowley's holy guardian angel, Iwas. You will also find the word Kether, which in actuality should be pronounced Keter. The alternatives for the term Amen are pronounced in the order they appear in the book as Aum, Aum, with a sort of nasal N sounded at the end, and Aumen. On page 37, you will find the god names, which are pronounced Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, Adonai, Eheyeh, and Agla. On page 41, you will find the names of the archangels used in this ritual, the lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram. They are Raphael, Gabriel, Michael, and Oriel. Let me remind you that the CH sound, as used in this book, is given a guttural pronunciation, which is found in Hebrew, German, and other languages, but not in modern English. Thus, it should sound like the CH sound in the word Ach in German. These words are all repeated on page 43. The words presented in the ritual are meant to be vibrated, not merely spoken. When you vibrate a word, you should feel your entire body vibrate as you call out these words using a loud voice. Each one of the words is meant to be vibrated using one whole breath each. The result should not only make your body vibrate with the word, but you should sense the entire universe resonating, vibrating to your call. Your voice, as the voice of a magician, should sound almost like a loud chant, and usually its pitch will be somewhat higher than your regular tone of voice. Thus, Ata, vibrated and using an entire breath, should sound like this. Ata! Of course, not everyone can vibrate words that loudly where they live. In that case, you can use what is called the great voice and vibrate the words either very quietly or even silently. However, you should still feel that your body and the entire universe is vibrating to your call. This information on vibrating words applies to all other sections of modern magic which call for vibrating words. On page 47 begins the four solar adorations based on Crowley's Liberechvel Helios. Here you will find the names Ra, Tahuti, and Rahur. On page 48 are added the names Hathor and Tum. On page 50 you will find the name Kephara. And on page 51 are found the words Talmud and Torah. On page 52 is the name Eliezer ben Yehuda and the book title Sefer Yetzirah. On page 53 we have the word Olam, and on page 55 the book titled Zohar. Also on this page are the words Kohen Tzedek. On page 56 are added the words Hechalot and Merkaba. Later you will find Ma'aseh Bereshit and Ma'aseh Merkaba. The book title given is Perkei Hechalot. The names of the palace guardians are as follows. First palace, Dehaviel, Kashriel, Gahoriel, Botiel, Tophiel, Dehariel, Matkiel, and Shuiel, though some say Sheviel. Second palace, Tagriel, Matpiel, Sarhiel, Arphiel, Shehariel, Satriel, Regael, and Saheviel. Third palace, Shevuriel, Retsutziel, Shulmuiel, Savliel, Zehazahiel, Hadriel, and Bezariel. Fourth palace, Pachdiel, Givuortiel, Kazuoiel, Shechiniel, Shatkiel, Araviel, Kafiel, and Anafiel. Fifth palace, Tachiel, Uziel, Gatiel, Gedahiel, Safriel, Garafiel, Gariel, Dariel, and Falatriel. And the sixth palace, Katsmiel, Gehagiel, Ruumiel, Arsavraspiel, Agruumiel, Faratziel, Mechakiel, and Tofariel. On page 62 are the words Aheva, Echad, and Gematria. Again, we have no terakon, and we add Ata Gibor Leolam Adonai and El Melech Ne'eman. The last foreign word on this page is Temura. On page 63, you will find the words Avgad and Ekbekar. On page 65, you will find the words Sefirot and Sefirah. You will also find Kerubim. On page 67, you will find Ein, Ein Sof, and Ein Sof Or. On page 68 are the words Tzimtzum and Kilipot. On page 69 are the Sanskrit words Sat, Chit, and Ananda. On page 70 is the Sanskrit word Chakras. This is usually wrongly pronounced Chakras or Chakras. On page 71 is the term used by Wilhelm Reich, Orgone. On page 72 are the terms Kundalini, Yoga, and the word spelled L-A-Y-A, but pronounced Lai. This joins with the word Yoga to become Lai Yoga. On page 73 are the words Yechida, Eheye, Ruach, Yudhe Vavhe, Eloah Vida'at, Nefesh, and Shaddai El Chai. On page 74 are the words Guf, Adonai Haaretz, and Yudhe Vavhe Elohim. These words are repeated on the following pages. This marks the end of Lesson 2.